this site allowed such a catastrophe to happen.
With all due respect, sir, I would hardly call this a catastrophe.
Oh, is that so? What would you call it, then?
An admittedly unfortunate oversight. There was no way for Mr. Moore or myself to know that D-3456 and D-3457 were related to a previous test subject of SCP-860.
Really? There was no way? Because a simple look through previous expedition logs would have shown that D-3111 looks awfully familiar to his triplet brothers. Didn't it alert you that two D-class inmates volunteered for a mission? Tell me, Dr. Buck, do you do any previous research before you take on a new assignment, or do you just find yourself winging it most of the time?
Director Jones, I sincerely understand your frustration, but this mission was not a failure. In fact, I believe most at the Foundation would describe it as a resounding success. We have new footage of SCP-860-1 manifesting itself in previously unknown ways. The fact that these brothers managed to finagle their way into our experiment didn't prevent us from making groundbreaking discoveries.
Listen here, Dr. Buck. You low-level employees might think our ethics committee is a joke, but I assure you it is not. I've feigned kindness towards you this long because as the daughter of Dr. Nomita, you might eventually hold some weight with the council, but you will not make me look like a fool with your reckless behavior. Having blood relatives in an active experiment greatly compromised the results of the expedition. I'm taking you off this duty and assigning you to SCP-178. Now get the hell out of my office.
Very well, sir.